Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, let's touch the table. A little football real quick. It's football today. Okay, what do you got?
All right, Mike. Sports Illustrated came out with 100 bowl predictions for the 2025 season.
We're not doing this in 8 minutes.
I parsed through
okay,
and found
thank God.
Some of the all better right. ones, okay? Some of the more relevant ones for you. One, New Orleans will finish with the number one overall pick for next year's draft, but they won't take Arch Manning.
Why, he didn't come out?
No, they're just saying they're going to go in a different direction. Now, for me, I think it's a joke. I mean, talk about a story that writes itself. He goes to play for Granddad's team in New Orleans.
There'd be riots in New Orleans if they didn't take him. So I'm going to say no to this one. Is it possible they're the worst team in football? Man, does it sure feel like it.
I don't even think. It's almost to the point, well, why try? Let's just go out there.
I reached that phase with my Giants. Thank you.
You guys keep trying, though.
Like, I know.
I don't think New Orleans is. I don't think they're trying. They're going to roll Spencer Rattler out there.
It's Tyler Shuck's time.
Okay. Spencer Rattler. All right. Another bold prediction. Kyler Murray will play his final game as an Arizona Cardinal. They will move on from him.
No, because I think they're making the playoffs. I'm going to stand by it. I think the Arizona Cardinals make the playoffs.
Okay.
No.
Christian McCaffrey will be named Comeback Player of the Year.
No, he'll get hurt again. Not just because I don't want you to be happy, but because that's what older running backs do. No, he'll get hurt again. Dude, he went to, like, Brazil for platelet treatment. Right. He did the Maglio Ordonez. He did the experimental surgery on a different continent. Mm-hmm. I ain't buying it.
No, I'm just saying, but, you know, he came back in the best shape of his life.
Kenny, Paul Woods drop. No.
Okay, well, let's talk about young running backs then.
Okay.
At some point this late in the season, Cam Scatterboo will have a game where he carries the ball over 35 times.
No. What is he, Lorenzo White? No.
Just late in the season, you guys aren't really trying. You just put him out there. No?
Nope. Okay. I'll say yes to some things, these are not any of those. No. All right.
The Houston Texans will have two guys that will be eligible at the end of the season for an extension. They will only sign one, and that one will be Will Anderson, not C.J. Stroud.
Agree. Stroud has a lot to prove. That was not a good year last year. Will Anderson has already ascended to be arguably, which means you can argue it, people, arguably the best young pass rusher in football.
Okay. J.J. McCarthy will finish the year 3,400 yards, 26 touchdowns, 9 interceptions.
If he does that, the Vikings win the division.
Really?
Yeah. That's a Super Bowl roster. Lions fans don't want to hear it, but it's true. They now have a rookie scale deal. They're doing what the Niners did. They spent all the money, and they have upgraded both sides of the football. I'll say yes. He's well insulated. If he's not good, it means he's really garbage.
Okay. The Detroit Lions will win 10 games this year.
Yes. I had him at 10-7 as of yesterday's Frank Ragnow show news. I'll stick with it. Yes.
Okay. Derek Carr will come out of retirement.
No. Nobody's trying to see Derek Carr. I'm just going to say no. Who asked for Derek Carr to come out of retirement?
Just saying, quarterbacks at a scarcity, somebody gets hurt.
No.
Okay. Three teams will work out Justin Tucker.
No. That situation's gone the way of Deshaun Watson. I just don't see employment in his future. Plus, he was terrible last year. Plus, he's old. No.
Mike Vrabel will win Coach of the Year.
Yes. I think the Patriots are going to make the playoffs. Josh McDaniels, Drake May, FTW. Yes, I'm in. Just keep Steph Diggs off boats.
Ashton Jeanty will win Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. It seems so obvious that I want to say no. And, in fact, I'm going to. No.
Okay.
Someone else. Now it's all Paul Woods drop. Someone else is going to win it. It's like Marvin Harrison last year. It was so obvious, and right. It didn't happen.
Okay.
No.
This one's for you, buddy.
Okay.
Abdul Carter will finish with 6 sacks this season. Or more. Let's just go or more.
Or more?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
It needs to be 8 or 9 or more. But yes. I get no joy. I wouldn't be surprised if Abdul Carter falls off a ladder painting his windowsills and never plays football again at this point. So, sure, Rico.
Michael Penix Jr. will have a game where he throws for 6 touchdowns. Or at least score 6 touchdowns. This is there, not me.
Kenny, hit it. There's no way I could ever, forget a bold prediction. That is a crack cocaine-infused prediction.
I think they said a Monday night game with the Carolina Panthers, that could happen.
6 touchdowns? Like 5 guys in history have ever thrown 6 TDs. No.
Anthony Richardson will win the Colts job out of camp, but...
Lose it.
He and Daniel Jones will finish the same amount of passing touchdowns, 12.
No, because I don't think Daniel Jones has 12 total touchdowns in his life. No, hit it.
Penei Sewell will win the inaugural Protector of the Year award.
Yes. Best right tackle in football, best overall lineman potentially in football, and he does it in a flashy style. He'll have the like what Trent Williams used to have. Oh, my God, they put Trent Williams in motion. Oh, my God, Trent Williams is 30 yards down the field. Penei Sewell has those types of highlights. Yes.
See, I'm going to say, I would say no.
Of course only, you would.
No.
Of course you would.
Because it's probably going to go to the player on the best offensive line, and I don't think this offensive line is the best anymore. Okay. sorry for having my own thoughts.
Oh, relax.
Trey Hendrickson will eventually cave.
Yes. He's at the end of the rainbow. He's got to make that money. Or Mama Bear's going to be angry at him. You can't take 0 as a paycheck. Now, he could retire. That's always an option. Lord knows we just watched it with Ragnow. But I'm going to say yes, he'll cave. I think they'll still get something done because it's June 4th. I haven't seen a single offer made that the Bengals go public.
2 head coaches will be fired midseason.
Yes, because there's a lot of stupid in the NFL. Yes, coaching malpractice has run rampant.
Last couple, Aaron Rodgers will actually have a good reason for not signing with the Steelers.
Do we get the reason? Well, then here's my answer.
Kenny, that was very timely.
That was fantastic.
Cam Ward will have a rookie season of 3,100 yards, 18 touchdowns, 11 interceptions, and 225 rushing yards.
Yes. Those numbers are not out of order. Touchdowns, interceptions. Yes. And that team will still go nowhere.
And finally, Jahmyr Gibbs will win the Offensive Player of the Year award.
Hit it, Kenny. No. I'm worried about the offensive line. No.
Okay. All right. That's from Sports Illustrated. Part of their 100 predictions for the year. I found the most interesting ones.
Kenny, did you enjoy that segment?
I tried. 97.1.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, we are going to get to the rest of these calls about Connor McDavid. And 4:30, Evan has been hard at work. We made a joke about this yesterday. I hate press conferences. I mean, I think they are amongst the most useless things on the planet. Well, MSU has introduced its new AD today. So I'm going to grade the press conference. Now, part of this is tongue-in-cheek because the things I would want the AD to say, he's never going to say at a press conference. So Rico will be more the voice of reason. And no, I don't think that's homerism. I think it's about voice of reason.
Yeah, he didn't come out with a paintball gun. So, yeah.
All right, we're already off to a bad start.
And I've checked. No one's gotten fired yet.
Okay, well, again, bad start. But look. We're going to have some fun. Evan has been kind enough to help us. Let's get to it. Let's get to the people. Harlow is up next, 97.1.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for taking my call, fellas.
Yes, sir.
Hope everything's going well.
Yes, sir.
It's been a little while since I've called, but this one kind of hit home, and mainly because of my friends. It's something we talked about for years. I'll use the Four Nations as an example. I think the reason why that was so successful wasn't political unrest as much as when it happened. It was the middle of February. You know, football's done. Baseball hasn't started yet. Basketball was in the middle of its boring regular season. And that kind of brings me to my second point then is if hockey wants to be more relevant, start a month earlier and end by the end of April. Get out of this overlap of sports. You got basketball and hockey at the same exact time. And myself and my buddies, we're all part of golf leagues. It's June. You're committed to doing those things. You want to get outside. You want to go fishing, go to the beach, go to the boat. Move your sport. I mean, you know, we know they're not going to get rid of games. So just start sooner. Same with the NBA. Start 2 weeks sooner. Be done by the end of May.
Listen.
People are busy this time of year.
Arlo, I'm with you. I feel the same way about baseball, and I understand it's exciting because the Tigers are really good. But you know what I don't care about? Baseball during week 7 of the NFL. It's a very hard sell. And I also think, look, hockey doesn't deal with this because it's an indoor sport. I think you start to affect the quality of the games when you're playing in 36-degree weather. Baseball and head warmers are not meant.
Completely agree.
So, yeah.
My second point is something you guys already mentioned is the promoting. I know Connor McDavid, but I got to say I've never seen him in a Jake Jake from State Farm commercial slap-shotting a puck at Aaron Rodgers' face before.
True.
Well, you know, kind of interesting.
Harlow, that's interesting, as you're right. Hockey, what is the biggest player endorsement in hockey, Kenny? I mean, you watch more of it than anyone. What is the Jake from State Farm ad for hockey?
Are you talking about players or are you talking about an ad?
An ad. Like, what is it, a tire store in Guelph? Or, like, what are we talking about?
The player would be Pasternak, but the ad, they always do this, like, Stanley Cup ad every year. It's the only one that I can remember was from 2 years ago with that song First Kiss with players kissing the cup. I thought that was a neat little ad.
No, but, like, no player. Like, Harlow brings up a fascinating point. Basketball, baseball, football, hockey. What's the biggest endorsement deal?
It used to be Pasternak. He used to do something for, I think, maybe.
I mean, like I said, I saw Cooper Flagg in a New Balance commercial. It's like, yeah. Or your boy, Jason Tatum, in the Superman commercial for the movie. And he was promoting that. And you got sick of it.
But the fact that I can't think of a one that's relevant and probably on TV right now is a problem.
Well, yeah, or just like game. I said, State from Jake from State Farm. Like, you know, you got Caitlin Clark. She's in those things. Like, there's no identifiable face where you're like, yes, that's Mr. Hockey right now.
God, that's how depressed are you?
Oh, you know, I've lived it for three rounds now. I'm used to it.
Okay, we'll go to Chad 97.1. Chad, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, Mike?
Good, Chad. What's up?
Yeah, just kind of touching base here. I mean, on why McDavid, you know, isn't viewed as a spectacular, you know, from a marketing standpoint. You know, it's like other sports like basketball and, you know, NFL, players are more noticeable on television. You know, you turn on a basketball game, you see Steph Curry on TV right away, right? He stands out. You see LeBron James. You see, you know, Patrick Mahomes. Whereas in hockey, from a, you know, if you're a casual fan, if you don't have a deep appreciation for the sport, you turn the game on, and all these guys look the exact same, besides their, you know, their name at the back of their jerseys and their numbers. That's all there is for a difference when you're watching a game as a casual fan.
Yeah.
And also, it's like, go ahead.
No, it's, I think you're hitting on something, too, is like, if you don't totally know what you're watching, it's really hard to watch it for the average person. You don't need to know the nuances of football. You understand what's going on. Hockey, you got all these lines on the ice. The puck's hard to find. For the average person, it's not approachable.
And the rules aren't consistent either, because there's guys that, like, you see a guy punch a guy in the back of the head, he'll get kicked out of the game, and then somebody will do the same thing in the very next game, no call. But, I mean, there's no consistency in hockey.
But there's no consistency in any of those rules, Kenny. I mean, balls and strikes. Come on. Seriously. Pass interference, non-pass interference.
There's a lot more pass interference rules in hockey than there are in
basketball. That was a foul. Sports. This wasn't a foul in basketball. So the rules, I get what you're saying, but
it's frustrating because I want to invite people into the sport, but people are like, I don't know what the hell I'm watching. How can I watch this?
And that's
just tell them to shoot the puck.
You're also missing the highlight reel plays. Like you know, you don't have the highlight reel plays like you have in other sports, unfortunately. That's just the nature of the game. You don't have the buzzer beaters. You don't have the posterizing slam dunks. You don't have the walk-off home runs or, you know, things like that. So
the thing they used to – I mean, Chad, the thing they used to be able to market was some of the huge hits. You know, the Scott Stevens stuff, that's all been taken out of the game. The Darius Kasparaitis hip checks, gone. The fighting, largely gone. And you're right. There's not enough scoring to really – have that type of highlight package. I mean, certainly the scoring is better than it was, but it's not 1985 again.
Also, for the hits thing, I mean, it used to be a little bit like jacked up in the NFL, where it was like, all right, we probably shouldn't be doing that.
No, but Kenny, I understand it. We're talking about just what would get people to watch. No, no one's looking to see Paul Kariya die on the ice. No.
Exactly what I was thinking about.
No,
that
I know.
A brutal hit.
I know, man. It's just, I don't know another way, because I don't know what you're selling. But, like, you have the greatest player possibly in all of sports on the ice tonight. And you open the show saying, ratings are down 25%. And you know this isn't going to be some big ratings thing. It's Edmonton and Paradise, Florida.
And Connor McDavid's the ultimate example of that guy that called in, the caller. He's about to go very fast. That's Connor McDavid. That's Connor McDavid to a T.
Right.
He's always about to go very fast.
But he's
very
also
excited.
Got... personality of, I believe the caller said, wet cardboard. That's pretty difficult.
And with that, that's tough to sell on social media.
Am I wrong for rooting for them?
No.
I know Canada would get a cup, but damn it, he's too good to not have one.
But I don't know. You said the Panthers are like the Niners.
They are. Cheating scumbags.
All right, let's go.
Unlikable.
Let's go.
Okay, then 248. Let's go to Kent 97.1. Kent, what's going on? Oh, boy. Kent, what have you done?
Your call is very important.
Well, we gave Ken a shot. Let's try one more time. Nope. Okay, then. Okay, then. We'll move along.
There's a joke in there somewhere. Mm. Hockey, poverty sport. Can't place us on hold. It's a joke in there.
What's happening here?
What the hell? Like, what is...
Cause he's not, at work.
But they're not saying your call is valuable to us.
Because he's at work, so I think this is just...
Is that Paul Woods in the background?
No, no. Here, go ahead, do the Paul Woods remix.
Wait. Is this saying no, no?
Okay, we're done.
This was a large waste of time.
It was. It's okay.
I was amused.
I'm sure Kent had a lot to say. Do you want to get into our grading the press conference? Evan is chomping at the bit to do this.
Yes, because I want to hear the first question because I know it'll be the most irrelevant.
Evan will join. We're going to have some fun. And I do legitimately want to see if I'm going to get off to a good or bad start with our new AD. All right. So we joked about it yesterday. We're going to have some fun with it today. Evan was kind enough to listen to the press conference. And look, I think press conferences are useless. I think in 2025, they're completely useless. Everyone's PR'd to the hill. You're never going to get real questions, much less real answers. It is an exercise in futility.
But well, how did you like AI me? I just made it back from the chopper. So
no, that bit yesterday was still my favorite of you flying the Fox chopper up to East Lansing. But it's the idea of, okay, they introduced a new AD. And everyone knows I am very much so at odds with my university's approach to athletics, largly football. And there are many who agree with me, but the general,
I think the fact that they're drawing breath angers you.
The truth. but there are many people who agree with me, but it's the general mouth breathers who don't. So here's the point. They introduced a new AD today, an AD who has a real resume. So we joked and you're like, oh man, what could he say to make you happy? Well, and I gave him a 3-point plan for success. So we said, okay, Evan, you're going to get the top 4 or 5 questions. We will play the audio. Evan will introduce it. There's a little trivia in here. Okay. But I'm going to try to assign a grade because I don't know if there's a program in the Big Ten or in America that needs to win a press conference more than Michigan State right now. There's just no juice. Nothing. The football program and the university at large are on a milk carton. So with that, Evan Jenkins.
Yeah, so
lovely shirt, by the way.
Thank you. I had a little fun with this. You know, I can't take anything that seriously.
Because none of this is serious.
And there was two things that really stood out to me before anybody like really started talking, like Tom Izzo or Bat, is the fact that Guts, the president, what's his name? I'm just calling him Guts.
Is it Guskowitz?
Guskowitz.
Okay. Well, Guskowitz has said that this is a year and a half process. So I'm like, oh, so Alan Haller has been a dead man walking for a year and a half. If you read between the lines.
If you had a brain, you knew he was.
Yeah. He also went and thanked Tom Izzo and I think it's Dana Smith for being the interim ADs.
Jen Smith.
But I didn't hear Alan Haller's name. Interesting. Okay, so now let's get to the fun.
Wait, when you walk in the door saying I'm going to fire you, you don't get a thanks.
You should at least say thanks for being here during these kind of tough times. Anywho, I digress.
They're tough times because of him.
All right.
All right, carry on.
So, the interim AD, one Tom Izzo, decided to step to the podium.
Did they seriously do this?
Tom Izzo decided to have a press conference for one. Kenny? I don't know who Gregory is or why he's getting a shout out right now.
Gregory
but Tom,
Kelser, like, yeah.
You could have said thanks before or after.
How long was he up there?
Well, he's long-winded, so I'd say 7-8 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Izzo then decided to do Mike Vellini's favorite thing in all of college sports. Kenny? God, this guy will take every shot he can at that.
I understand. Like, it's okay if you do radio, but do we really need this today? We're introing the new AD. Like, hey, congrats, you're here. You're taking over a lousy industry.
Yeah, right.
Ay, ay, ay.
And then he decided to do something that
there's more?
I don't think you should do,
oh,
Kenny.
God.
Do you have to call him Mr. President?
Oh, God.
Is this kind of like the chef thing?
Make it end. Are you, well,
no, he's not the president of the United States.
It's respect, I guess. People call him coach.
Okay.
I guess.
I just had to do that. Okay.
Why is this happening?
Now our guy stepped up to bat in Mr. J-Bat.
Oh,
you like that?
I see what you did.
And I think he said something that you're really going to like, Mike.
All right. I'll assign a grade.
So what I thought was, got to get that in there. But what I thought was funny is that he said, I talked to Tom Izzo about the football program, but we're going to continue.
What he's saying is, I explained to Coach, hey, football pays everybody's bills. We're going to do everything you need.
You're going to take a little bit of a back seat. Your program, it's humming. That one, not so much. That's lip syncing.
I will give it a B plus.
Okay.
What I really
I'm glad you didn't hit the chair drop. I'm like, let him finish.
Yeah, that's what I was like. If I had to hear more about these corn cob non-revenue
sports.
He
had to go out there and say that. So he had to acknowledge the other, like, you guys, good for you.
You're here.
But my focus is over here.
It was a B plus. The A would have been, listen, MSU football is everything. The rest is just details.
He was asked about revenue sports, and they do put stock in Olympic sports, yada, yada.
As an athletic director, but he has to be a politician.
Let me live.
Okay.
You did it right.
Go ahead.
And
next.
Now here comes the trivia part.
I give that one an A minus, but go for it.
Of the press conference. Michael.
Yeah.
Rico. What was the first question asked?
Okay, you want to go first, and then I'll
first take a guess. Question.
And we'll let you ball. If you're in the ballpark, we'll give you the point.
It's probably a pointless question.
Definitely was pointless.
How are you and your family enjoying East Lansing?
Okay, I'm with Rico in that this is guaranteed folksy, hillbilly, hey, like me media. Hey, have you checked out the dairy store yet? Gobble-goo.
Have you had your melting moment?
Something like that.
Kenny?
Oy vey. Okay, you know what? Maybe because I set the bar so low, that wasn't that bad. I was expecting, hey, so have you walked the Red Cedar yet?
I know, but it's such a, what kind of, what is he going to say? Not really a privilege.
You know,
they're lucky to have me.
If you didn't pay me $1.8 million, I probably wouldn't care. I only know two names in this room.
Why do we even have press conferences anymore? All right, go ahead.
I do have
you know
to
what?
Give.
Good for Freddie. He started it off.
I have to give credit to our colleague, Bob Winowski. He was the.
He showed up sober.
And he actually asked a pretty good question.
He was there. He asked the only good questions that I was able to pull out of
it. What would that be?
That pertained to this show.
Would you like me to teach you how to cheat?
First one is going to be about NIL and donor money.
Ooh.
Kenneth?
C plus, B minus. Not good enough.
It seems like it's very important.
A little bit of word soupy.
It's word soupy. You need to throw the gauntlet down. We will not be an also-ran. We are going to compete with the best programs in America. So get your effing wallets open and let's go bring the thunder.
You had it and then you just took it too far. But yes.
That's a C plus.
How he started it, you expect. It was a little word soup.
Ugh.
He did.
And he should have pointed at Smith and said, if your bum ass doesn't spend this money, you'll be on the street.
All right.
C plus.
He did say Michigan State is a top 10 athletic program in America.
Then act like it.
I repeat,
act like a man.
They're a top 10 program in America. So he did say that.
Okay. Well,
then finally,
okay.
How to push football forward.
Not good enough. C minus.
Isn't that what you wanted, though?
No, I want him to say straight up, we're going to have the resources because anything short of championships is unacceptable.
All right. Well, that was the highlights. I mean, it was pretty dry, dude.
Just get to work. Raise money.
That's coming in on, hot. Like, wow. Championship or bust.
That's it.
You probably got more sport-oriented questions when they broke off into the scrums and stuff, but they didn't show that.
Listen, his resume is impressive. I'm excited he's there because I couldn't take any more of Paul Blart. The bottom line is, Show me.
I did like he made an admission that, what, he played soccer at North Carolina.
Yeah, he won a champ. I think he was a national champion. Yeah.
He goes, I was there more for the GPA than the actual play on the field. And yeah. I'm like, oh, he does get it.
He understands it.
Well, I like the fact that he came out there, acknowledged the other coaches, but we got to get football better.
Any other commentary about knocking the stadium down? Okay,
they,
then.
They said they were going to.
Kenny is on point today.
Build. They were going to build a statue of Mike Valeni out of it. When they,
I don't need any of it. I want a program that I can
hold
watch.
In the pitchfork or what are they? A Spartan spear?
I want to burn it down.
But it's going to go in the bathroom next to the trough.
Do they still have troughs in there?
Yes.
Is that the worst thing in all stadiums?
You know what, Evan? I don't know. I don't use that.
Oh,
well, either do I. That's why I'm asking.
Excuse me.
I thought they upgraded all around, but apparently Mike still goes to the one bathroom with the trough.
Listen. Yeah, dude, come join us, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Big wigs. We're eating brownies, steak.
Listen, I love
right?
you. I love you both, okay?
We're hobnobbing with everybody up there.
I'm like, Ev, let's go.
I love you both. You're both wonderful people, all right?
So I would say it was a C in my opinion. I was dying out there.
That's C+. That's bad. That's not good enough.
It was 34 minutes of,
Look, it's what he does, not what he says, but that didn't inspire
me. What if he would have came out and been like, I got $10 million for the best football player in America.
I'm in.
Coming to Michigan State.
I like the fact he came out and said, got to get football better. Yep. I'm going to give it a higher grade than that.
All right.
He didn't do the whole, we're all equal.
Kenny, I'll take care of this momentarily. All right, we're a little over time. Evan, thank you. I know that's a ball breaker. 97.1.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.